Welcome, everyone, to episode 7 of the Mozo Media Music Podcast. I'm Craig Higdon, and with me is...
Josh Lawrence, a.k.a. JJ Sonic.
Hey, we've got a lot of new music for you this episode, including a number of fulfilled song requests. But first, I want to apologize for the delay with getting this episode out. I also wanted to say we're trying something new with this episode, recording a live conversation between Josh and I using the miracles of Skype.
It's very dangerous territory.
I used to perform the role of Harris, the lonely astronaut in orbit, and Harris isn't completely gone. We'll be hearing from him again at some point in the future, but we're trying something new this time.
In fact, you can let us know what you think of this new format by emailing us at music@mozomedia.com if you want. Drop us a line about that or anything else. And while I'm talking internet-y stuff, let me remind you that our website is at www.mozomedia.com/music.
All right, well, now that we've gotten everybody up to speed, let's talk about these song requests. Josh, explain to me these mysterious song requests.
The mysterious song requests. Basically, you, the listener, can request a song to be made for you. You just give us the song title and a description of what you'd like the song to sound like if you want. You can be as vague or as specific as you want and just email those to mysongidea@mozomedia.com, and your request might get chosen to be made into a song for the next podcast.
Great, and we've got some this time, so let's go ahead and get started.
This song executive produced by Kai Balban.
This song is called Dawada, which is a Filipino word for goddess, and was requested by Kai Balban. What did she specify that she wanted the song to sound like?
Well, she said, quote, maybe Sigur Rós meets Radiohead meet the album Leaf Roots of Orcus. And I don't know how well I fulfilled all of that. I think I definitely got some Sigur Rós in there and maybe some Radiohead ambiance. But hopefully Kai will still be pleased. Let's hear that now.
Thank you. Wow, that was some pretty heady company you had there, Josh. You got the atmospherics of Sigur Rós and some of the kind of techno personalism that Radiohead has.
Well, thank you.
I also like that trap set that you put in there.
Yeah, I tried to get some of the kind of slow hypnotic buildup that Ross does to a more aggressive middle section.
So, number two, who's this one by?
This one is...
This song executive produced by Steve Dobkins.
Now, it definitely seems like Steve's going a different direction than Kai went. The song is titled Drug My Rope Through the Cow Pasture, and that's by Steve Dobkins out of Fort Worth, Texas. Did you have to change your gears a lot between these two, Josh?
Well, actually, Steve just offered the title, and he said you could, you know, feel free to improvise. So I could have done something in the same feel as Diwata, but just as a native born Texan, I felt like I should, you know, country it up. So it's me and Carl Eifrig, who I often collaborate with under the name The New Old Men, the band name. And also I discovered after we had completed the song that I screwed up Steve's title because I changed the conjugation and it's in the song, it's dragging my rope through the cow pasture. So hopefully Steve can forgive me for screwing up the title, but let's take a little listen.
I rode through the cow pasture. I know that they want me to drag it faster, but today those son of a bitches are out of love. I'm tired of their walking and walking and walking and I'm tired of their drinking and drinking and drinking. Last thing they're gonna see is the backside of my truck.
You know, I know Steve just gave you the title, but you should actually be telling people that he gave you the title and he wanted a song in the style of The Replacements.
The country style Replacements.
Yeah, no, that was great. That was a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Okay, next we have a new track from Auricular Records. It's by Eldad Sadbury, and it's entitled In Memoriam Karlheinz Stockhausen. Sadbury created this tribute to the 20th century avant-garde composer Stockhausen by translating a scanned photo of Stockhausen. Is that right, Josh?
Yeah, well, the explanation from the copy I got from Alan Herrick from Auricular Records said, a picture of the composer was used as the source of the sounds, textures, transformations, and structure of the piece by use of a spectral image-to-sound converter. And additionally, some extra shaping was done, quote, by the use of reverberation, equalization, and additional synthesis. And I realized we might be butchering Eldad's name. I meant to ask Alan before the podcast how to correctly pronounce his name. I hope we're not doing too bad a job. And also, it was kind of neat to see this because I first learned of Stockhausen through the krautrock band Can, who I'm a huge fan of. Two of the members of Can actually studied under Stockhausen. But let's hear what this piece sounds like.
Okay, so that was In Memoriam Karlheinz Stockhausen. We have one more fulfilled song request coming up, as well as some brilliant news, some sub-brilliant news from Tom Merritt. But first, let's get our asses kicked by the Food and Drug Administration Orchestra.
It's always good for those guys to kick our ass.
Kick your ass. I don't need a reason to kick your ass. When the cops ask me, I'll tell them you said something about my mother. Something to say about it. Hey, you want a piece of me? Cause I'll kick your ass.
Alrighty, now let's move on to our third fulfilled song request for the show. Remember, we can't fulfill song requests unless you make them. Please send in your song requests to mysongidea@mozomedia.com. Doesn't matter how weird or out there or bizarre your request is. For instance, this next request.
This song executive produced by Mr. Son.
Okay, so Son from New Zealand requested this song title. On my next holiday, I will travel to Etiu, where I will eat succulent beche du mur and corned beef. So hopefully that will be the longest song title we'll have for quite a while. And then as the genre, he requested a smooth jazz country fusion. let's hear what, you know, Son, you should be careful what you wish for.
At times, that song was Vince Guaraldi meets Radar Love.
that wasn't the goal, but that's a far loftier goal. Certainly. I'm also hoping that song didn't like already cut into our paltry subscriber base. It's almost like I can hear the unsubscribes clicking.
That's the sound of 1,000 RSS feeds screaming.
Exactly. Or 10 in our case. And also I have to admit that this is one of those instrumentals that I cheated by using a wonderful program called Band in a Box, which has different kind of like templates of different genres you can use, and it'll generate MIDI from. and you can mix and match them. So I was playing around with those till I got something that seemed like a fair enough jazz country fusion. And then my real work was throwing that into Logic and then choosing instruments that sounded, you know, cheesy but sufficient, and mixing and et cetera. But yeah, and the one thing I regret about that song is that, like, I think the ultimate...
the one thing?
I guess the greatest sin or the greatest failed opportunity is that I think the ultimate smooth jazz country fusion would be something like Kenny G and, you know, and the Oak Ridge Boys or something. And here the jazz element was more Bob James, you know, for smooth jazz, which out of smooth jazz is, at least to me, much more palatable. So, you know, maybe if I take up Son's challenge again, I will try to Kenny G it up.
Well, bravo, sir. Hey, still coming up, we have more new auricular stuff and a song that was made on an Apple II. But first, let's pause for the news your mother warned you about. Yes, it's time for some brilliant news.
From around the world and around your block, this is Sub Brilliant News. I'm Greg Whitney. In a brief announcement yesterday, God broke his silence on last week's awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize to President Barack Obama, calling it outrageous. The supreme maker of all read from a prepared statement that did not mention the president directly, but caustically chastised the Nobel panel. His statement read, "For eternity I have waited for the recognition due me in softening men's hearts, providing hope to soldiers in foxholes, and sending doves pretty much everywhere. But this latest snub has almost exhausted my infinite patience. The Nobel Committee must resolve this." Spokesangel Michael took questions after God left the room and tried to explain his boss's position. God's son is the Prince of Peace, making him the King of Peace. But he never gets the Peace Prize. You do the math, said Michael. Reporters pointed out that many wars, both past and current, have been fought in God's name, but Michael pointed out that claiming something is far from making it true. As Michael said, anybody can go out and steal a ham sandwich and claim they do it in God's name. That doesn't mean God supports stealing pork products. Michael stated that God would follow up on his announcement shortly, which he also pointed out could mean a year in God time. Insiders say if there is no forthcoming prize after the next vote, there could be hell to pay. Literally. In other news, Balloon Boy ends up as a doppelganger. A doppelganger of Balloon Boy had been placed in the actual balloon as a decoy. The faux Balloon Boy was meant to allay suspicion in case Zeppelins or other light aircraft were able to stop the balloon. Faux Balloon Boy was made mostly of ham. And finally, the secret government has approved allowing the stock market to top 10,000 after the stock market accidentally did so last week without approval and was shortly stopped and knocked back below. That's it for Sibrilla News. I'm Greg Whitney.
Here's the auricular song we promised you, Solarine by Drew Dobbs, off the new album Music from the Center of Nowhere.
Thank you.
And finally, we have a new 8-bit composition from Sonic. What'd you make this one with? Punch cards in the Babbage engine?
That's Project 2. I'm still working on that, but I've caught it on fire several times since it's all wood, so it's a little bit problematic. It's all in the Apple II. There's a DX1 sound sampler card that's generating the drum loop. The melody, such as it is being produced by playing a Sound Chaser keyboard, which interfaces with these Mountain Computer music system cards. And then there's some extra blips and bloops sprinkled throughout that I generated from, there is an Activision Apple II program called Game Maker that actually had a utility for creating sound effects for your games, but it's also fun for just making stupid sound effects for Apple II music. So
Now you've amassed quite a big collection of both hardware and software. How do you do that?
It's eBay.
Done and done.
The okay, magic.
Let's hear this.
Alrighty. Thank you.
care how many bits that had. That was great.
Thank you, sir.
That about wraps it up for this episode of Mozo Media Music. Remember, email us at music@mozomedia.com. Send us song requests at mysongidea@mozomedia.com. And finally, visit our website at www.mozomedia.com/music. Hey, we should be back on our once a month schedule now, so hopefully we'll see you in November.
See you!